Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, this is the last time we're going to be remote until we're back in the saddle again.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen,
what?
We have persevered.
Listen,
we have persevered.
What is your big takeaway from doing it remotely the last few times? What have you learned? I'm not joking.
Yeah.
What are you doing? What's going on?
I just accidentally knocked something on the
floor. Oh, it was the metal fish behind your head.
Yes. Okay, here's what I've learned. It gives me a little bit of COVID-y vibes, because here's what it reminds me of is, you know, during COVID when Zoom really busted on the scene and we were like, let's do a Zoom call. It's not the same. And it's not the same as being in the room with someone, you know, hugging their neck, laughing. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is sometimes technology fails us and it's a little scary.
Yeah, but
I told you last week there was something going on with our recording, and I literally restarted my computer. And while my computer was restarting, I prayed and I said, Lord, that was a good podcast and I really want it. And it came through. But sometimes it doesn't always work like that.
Okay, listen, but what good things have you learned? Those are two things you learned that weren't so great. What's the good things you've learned?
Well, I think I learned that we can do it. We can do it. We did it.
Yeah.
And I think that's the only good thing.
Well, I can tell you the good thing for me is I'm 55. Our bells don't work when we're remote. We've learned that.
We've tried.
But I am not the most tech savvy person. I learn and do what I can with the brains I've got.
Yeah.
And I do pretty good on Instagram.
I do
okay there.
You do.
But with this kind of thing, I get a little scared or worried or wonder if I can do it. And I've been really pleased with myself that I can learn new things.
Our first one, you were ready.
I was ready.
You were set up.
Now this one I forgot. I actually, this is so strange. I had the hugest, you know this, you know, I had a huge list for what I wanted to get done.
Well, honestly, we talked on the phone, I think 4 times today.
Yes.
So you were everywhere.
Yes, and it's going to, our April event at the end of the month, our event is going to be so fun. But I had such a big list. I did not put recording this podcast on the list.
Yeah.
I kept thinking about it during the day.
Were you using your Fresh Ideas book?
Yes, I was using my Fresh Ideas notebook.
Fresh Ideas. I whisper it.
It was good. I the last 3 hours I was out and about, it just left my mind and it wasn't on my list. And then you texted me and said, I'm on. And I'm like, what does that mean? We didn't have a phone conversation, anything about being on or off. What's he talking about? And then I was like, oh snap. He means he is on the app ready to record the podcast. I was 12 minutes from home and
you got home in about 11.
You
were fast.
Yeah, I was fast. And I got this whole situation set up so fast. I was so proud of myself.
Yeah.
And here we are. Okay, Matt, what's your good day?
Okay, here's my good day. My in-laws are lovely and precious. They love my children so well. And I talked about Hilton Head a little bit, but I wanted to pick out a specific thing. So when my kids come to Hilton Head, and you can steal this idea, I love it. My in-laws were IT project managers for their career. My mother-in-law in particular worked at American Greetings. My father-in-law worked at Progressive, and they're very organized people, and I love that about them. When our kids come to Hilton Head, they get a stack of Post-it notes, and they say, what do we want to do this week? What are things we want to do? And they put them along their fireplace mantle. So there's like these neon orange or pink. I forget which color they are, but there's these neon post-it notes that are hanging across their mantle. And when it comes to a day when we're on vacation with them in Hilton Head, they'll say, what are we going to do today? What's the weather like? And if it's sunny, we'll pick a sunny thing. And if it's rainy, they started a tradition with our kids where on rainy days in Hilton Head, and we usually only get one every time that we're here because it really doesn't rain that much. And if it does, rain,
yes,
then what they do is they will often have like a Lego day, and their Lego day, they'll take the kids to Target and let them pick out a Lego set.
Oh, that is so.
And so, you know, what I love about those two things is they're creating and cultivating really good memories for my kids. And they're also, you know, my kids get so excited when it rains on vacation. You know, sometimes on vacation when it rains, people get sad, but they've turned that sad thing into something really fun. So
that's awesome. Okay.
We have Lego day.
Okay. I propose that you take a picture of the sticky notes on the mantle so that when this podcast airs, you can say, this is what I'm talking about. Because that is a great idea to share for other people to do.
Totally.
Because as a grandparent, what a great idea. And also the sticky notes, they represent a sticking factor that the kids will remember.
Oh yeah. And the kids know they get the post-its when we come here. And you know what I would love after this airs, if you start this in your family, or maybe this summer, you know, this is going to air in spring or in April. But this summer, if you're doing stuff with your kids or that kind of thing, this would be a fun thing to do in your house to say,
yes,
hey, we're gonna set some goals of fun things we want to do this summer.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Such a good idea.
So it's,
I love that.
It's so sweet when I reflect on other people that love on my kids and are investing in them too.
Okay. I'm not going to talk long about my day because we have a full episode of fun things we want to talk about. I'm just going to say that my good day was today with all the running around and all the fun, exciting things that I bought and that I did and that I got taken care of. And I just love the area we live in, Matt.
Can you say just like a 1 minute thing about the family that you met today?
Yes. So I've been working on for a while. I've been working on, setting up eating in an Amish home or an Amish home place, because a lot of Amish families that cook at their home places or their homesteads now, they have what's called like a shop. They call it a shop. We would call it like a nice big fancy garage,
right?
But they have these big shops that they'll do, you know, big meals in, or family reunions, or church. That's where they'll have church in.
Right.
Years ago, that used to all happen in the home, but now that has changed in the last 25 years. So this family has this beautiful shop, and I've been working on, and you know, I've been working on it. I've been calling all the Amish people, and I've talked with several different people, but I wanted to go by and meet people and look at their spaces and places, because on the Saturday after our live event on Friday night, when we record our podcast on Saturday, we're doing a day of shopping in Amish country.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, I so badly, and you know that I wanted to do this. Mm-hmm. I wanted to find an Amish family where we could eat at an Amish homestead or at an Amish home. And this couple was so great. And I booked it. I'm so excited.
You called me so excited because they were just so lovely and so warm.
Oh.
And loving.
He said, let's set up some chairs and just sit down at the table and talk. And I was like, oh my gosh, these are good days. I literally was sitting there having this conversation, and the sentence went through my head. This is a these are good days moment
right now.
I'm having it. He told this story, and I'm going to tell it here because it's so precious. And I'm hoping that he will tell it the night of the event, because I asked him if he would talk, and he said that he would. And he said, you know, he's from a big family, and he said, you know, my mom was a really good cook, but she was from a family of like 15 kids, and so she can just make something out of nothing, and she's great. She makes things, you know, wonderful with leftovers. And he said, I'll never forget. And I love the dialect or kind of the accent that Amish people have when they speak English.
That's why
they say we're English people instead of saying we're non-Amish people, because we're actually not English. Right. We're not true English. But the reason Amish people say the English, meaning us, is because we speak English.
Right.
Anyway, that's a whole other topic. But he said, I remember when my mom heard, when she first heard about pizza. And I was like sitting there, like, I felt like I was on Little House on the Prairie. And he said, it was in the 70s. He said, and my mom was sitting in a waiting room at a doctor's office. And she heard these two women talking about pizza. And she listened. It's so sweet. And he said, she listened real close. And she thought, when I go home, I'm making pizza. And she said, so she made homemade dough. And he said, she put some spaghetti. He said, he just said it was sauce, like spaghetti sauce, not even pizza sauce. He said, she put sauce on the dough. And he said, and then she put a layer of Velveeta cheese. And I was sitting there like, this is the most precious story. And then he said, and we all sat at the table and we just thought we were big stuff eating our very first pizza. And I was like, this is such a precious depiction of Amish, of the Amish culture and Amish people. Totally. It's often, not always, they're not perfect, but it's often very just precious and very innocent and sweet. Like, and it really is the epitome of these are good days. They're these simple, sweet things that make their life just lovely. And that pizza story, I won't forget that because him smiling real big and saying the first time his mom ever heard about pizza was when she was in the doctor's office waiting room. I'm like, oh, that is the sweetest thing.
I love that.
I just had a lovely conversation with them. And and he said, well, now when I talk that night, I'll wear my Amish straw hat if you want me to. And I said, oh yeah, I want you to.
That's awesome. Well, I am so looking forward to that. And I love that we get to introduce the, you know, 65 people that are coming to our community in a really fun way. You know, we're going to spend time at some of our favorite stores, and then we're going to end that day off with a meal in an Amish home and truly getting to meet kind, sweet Amish folks. So I think that's going to be so fun.
It's true. One thing I'm excited about is the dessert we're going to have that night. We talked all through the dessert, and I actually said to him, will you actually talk a little bit about the dessert? Like what we just talked about. And he's like, well, sure. It was just sweet. So we're going to have a beautiful Saturday. It's going to be fun to go to all of our favorite places, but my anticipation is that, or my expectation too, is that that time at the Amish family is going to be a highlight. It's going to be sweet.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome. Hey, well, we are jumping into one of my favorite episodes that we do. You know I love this. This is a Stuff We Love episode. You know, I was thinking the last time we did this was at our very first live event in November. Oh. That's the last time we did this in November of 2023.
We're due.
Listen, we've been buying stuff and trying stuff since then. So it's time to give an update. So I am excited. You know, and I'll say this again, Stuff We Love, we started this probably 15 years ago. We worked with a local newspaper and we highlighted businesses in the area and we called it Stuff We Love. And we, you know, as we were putting together ideas and segments for the podcast, we have really revisited some things over our 15-year friendship that we're like, oh, we want to share this with our podcast community.
Yeah, so that's good.
Truly, Stuff We Love came out of 15 years ago when we were doing it. So here we get to share it on a podcast.
It's truly Stuff We Love. These are not paid spots.
No,
so,
not yet.
So hey, Stuff We Love, if you are listening, ding, 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 ding. Okay. Do you want to go first?
Yes, I'll go first. Here is my first Stuff We Love. We, when we traveled south, I do the driving primarily. Mallory offers to help, but I primarily do the driving. And there's an app that our library has called Libby, L-I-B-B-Y. There's also an app called Hoopla, H-O-O-P-L-A. And these apps are connected to our library card. So if you have a local library and you have a library card, see if your library has these digital resources, because you can download audiobooks, books, magazines, newspapers. You can really download anything. And so when I drive, what I like to do is I kind of get in the zone and I put one headphone in one ear and I leave the other one free in case somebody needs something, or, you know, I want to hear honking or whatever. I want to be safe about it. But on my drives to and from Hilton Head this spring break, I listened to two books that I thought were very good and both very sad, but very inspiring as well. But
okay. Mostly okay. Sad, okay.
But good.
Okay.
The first one, and I don't have the names, but of the titles of the books, but you will find them if you search them. The first one was, I listened to Matthew Perry's biography. So Matthew Perry, I know, right?
Is it his voice?
Matthew Perry played Chandler in Friends, the show that was wildly popular in the 90s. And this was a biography he published before he passed away from an overdose. And truly, the biography is about his upbringing, and it's also about his time in Friends and his, you know, thrust into stardom in his 20s, and truly access to people and money and that kind of thing. And I'll tell you just a few little snippets from it that was intriguing to me. He, in his lifetime, at the time of recording before he passed away, he had spent $7 million on recovery from drug addiction.
What?
$7 million. You can't say that it started with this, but I'll tell you this. When he was born in the 70s, he was, I believe he was a colicky baby, he said. And the doctor that he's the pediatrician that he saw, they were giving babies opioids.
Wow.
In the 70s. They, you know, that was a relief for, they're basically giving babies drugs that are now outlawed, and are, outlawed is a funny word. We now have a lot of regulations around.
Well, so that's, they're not given to babies.
Right. That started when he was 10 months old. So, that was part of his story too. And then the other thing that was fascinating was he dated Julia Roberts in the 90s.
Yes.
And he broke up with her because he thought he wasn't good enough for her. And he tells a story there of when she won an Academy Award for Erin Brockovich, he was sitting in a recovery house with other addicts. And he was watching her accept the award. And he was shaking, going through withdrawal, sitting with just everyday people that also struggled with drug addiction. And basically the summary of his book that I loved and that I took away was, he said something to the effect of, everybody wants fame and money until you have fame and money. And he said, and you would not believe me. No one believes me until they get it themselves. You will not believe me until you experience yourself. And he was basically saying, it's not all it's cracked up to be.
Wow.
It was a really sad but good book. And the other one, I won't tell a lot of stories from this one just for time's sake, but the other one was Viola Davis's book. Viola Davis is a Black actress who has won an Emmy, a Tony, and an Oscar. She might even have won she also won a Grammy. She's an EGOT winner. I think she might be one of the first, maybe the first Black women to win all four of those awards.
Wow.
And she really made her breakthrough in the 2010s with How to Get Away with Murder. But she was known in the 90s and early 2000s for her Broadway and her theater work. And really her story was all about how she overcame poverty. The takeaway from there was, when she started making money, you know, when she first started making money in the 90s on Broadway, she would send money home to her family. And she said, as I made more money, their needs got bigger. And she said, and finally I had to figure it out, because she said, money doesn't solve our problems. It's not about the money. It's about like learning other ways to live instead of just money.
Right.
And so hers was a really inspiring, great story. And it really ended with her I think where that book stopped was when she starred in The Help, which was her breakout film role. And so great, great, great book. But I must be, and it's her reading it too. So I must be in an actor's reading about their life.
I guess.
I know. It was, it's really good.
Okay. Right. Since we're talking about books, I'm going to tell you what book I read on vacation that I loved. I might have mentioned it one of these last times. I don't know if it did.
Is it a dragon love book?
Nope. It's called, it is a fiction book. I loved it. It takes place in like the Depression type.
Okay. Type. I love time.
And it takes place in the Great Plains, and it's called The Four Winds by Kristen Hannah.
Ooh.
And Kristen Hannah has a new book out right now called The Women. I have not read it, but it's called The Women. And then she has an older book out that somebody saw that I was reading that on Instagram and came into my DMs and said, if you liked The Four Winds, you have to read The Great Alone. And The Great Alone was published by Kristen Hannah, or her book was published in 2018, The Great Alone. So I am going to find The Great Alone, and I am going to read it because I loved the way she wrote. I loved the way she told the story. And that was the book I read.
Listen, on vacation. You should go to our library. We have such a great library in Worcester.
We really do.
I know. Library, if you are listening.
Okay. What about you?
Here's my next one. I have some fun things to talk about. Something that has been in our life that you brought in my life that I just let go awry the last couple of years.
Okay.
Is Glamorous Wash Diva Scent. So there is a company, it's Tyler Candle Company in Texas.
Yes.
They have a laundry detergent called Glamorous Wash.
Oh, and Leanne, and Diva,
years ago.
Diva is the scent.
Diva is the scent. Leanne brought it into my life. And honestly, Mallory and I think it was like just for efficiency, we just stopped using it, you know, with the kids and everything. And we recently brought it back. And I'm not going to lie. We only wash our clothes in it. We don't wash the kids' clothes in it.
Well, it's a little pricey.
Yeah, it is a little pricey. And it's kind of just a special thing for us. And we even got these little, you know, the little sachet pouches.
Yes.
We got those. Listen, here's a tip. We put them in our suitcases when we traveled. And our clothes smell fresh in our suitcase. So I love that. And listen, this is hilarious. Two separate times in two separate stores, once in Target. Target, if you were listening, we would love to talk about you more. And another store in Hilton Head called Palmetto Moon that's like a Southern. They have Yetis. They have, you know, all that kind of stuff. Two separate places. We passed families that use it. And Mallory and I were like, did you smell them? Did you smell them? Those people smell like Diva.
That so is it's so great.
Glamorous Wash.
It's
Diva Scent by the Tyler Candle Company. You can get it on Amazon or you can get it on their website. But
okay,
love it.
Now that we're talking about detergents, household items, household things, I'm going to give you my next one. And this was introduced to me by our friends that came to Hilton Head to see us, Elsie. You know, we call him Freddie Mike. Freddie Mike's wife, Elsie.
Can I say something really
quick? Yes.
I want everyone to know we do not compare lists. So we don't know what we're saying.
No,
so if you have a home cleaning thing, I didn't know that you also have something like that on there. That's hilarious.
So her daughter, one of her daughters has kind of a skin sensitivity to things. So she has started kind of addressing things like one by one in their house to kind of just start having cleaner or more organic stuff.
Yeah.
So there's a place called Rowe Casa, Rowe Casa. Like, isn't that
like house? It's Spanish for house.
Yes. Yeah. Rowe Casa Organics, started by two women, and they started just making it in their home with natural products, and then it's just blown up. So it's Rowe Casa. Let me see what the website is. I just ordered a bunch of stuff from the It's RoCasaOrganics.com. RoCasaOrganics.com, if you are listening, because ding, ding, ding. Because I tried a few of the things that Elsie had along with her, and I was like, oh, I love this stuff.
Yeah.
And she had this suntan oil. It was an oil, and it also had, it was a tinted oil, but it was also like, I would call it like, it had a level of protection in it. And yeah. I absolutely loved it. So I ordered their detergent, because their detergent is their liquid clothes washing detergent. Mm-hmm. She said to get, and then they have something called lymphatic cream or lymphatic. They had a moisturizer and a cream. And basically, if you're starting to get a cold, you rub it into your sinuses and on your throat, ooh, your chest. And she said it works great. So I am so excited to get my order. And I loved the things I tried. And yeah. I you know, here's the thing about when you go to try some things like this, it's going to be a little bit more expensive. It just totally is, because the products that go into those products are not inexpensive, cheap right products.
And they're not so mass produced like things right, you would see right in big box stores. Right.
In fact, when I placed the order, you know, we get so Amazon trained that, you know, you'll get your shipment the next day or in 2 days. And before you order, it basically says it takes 3 to 5 days to process your order. Then we ship it. So basically I won't get my order for like 10 to 12 days, which
right, right,
is interesting, but it also, it's kind of like the same idea of slow fashion. You know, totally. I do think there's value in the quality of something.
Right. Right. Right.
So I'm very excited, but the oil, that tinted suntan oil, so good. Such a stuff we love moment. And yeah, so that was my next thing. What about you?
That's so awesome. All right, here's my next one. It's an app on our phones. It's called New York Times Games. You've heard of Wordle. Remember the Wordle craze of 2020?
Oh, yes.
And then everyone's posting their Wordles, and everyone's like, I got this score, and I got it in 2 tries.
I'm happy that people love it, but I don't care about the Wordle.
Okay, but listen.
I don't really care about it.
So the New York Times, has an app called New York Times Games, NYT Games, that has word puzzles, Sudokus, mini crosswords. There's a game I like called Connections, where they give you 16 words and you have to put them in 4 groups of 4. Now listen,
interesting.
I'm going to sound like an old man, and I'm fine with that, because this is so good for my brain. I don't do it every day, but when I do it, it's so good for me. I love a little crossword. I love a little Sudoku, but I really love Connections. And people love Wordle. I'm not a big Wordle person. But all those kind of word games are so good for our brains.
Yeah.
And it's funny. I was actually at a dinner with some people in Worcester, and somebody brought up Connections, and like 5 people around the table were like, oh my gosh, I love New York Times puzzles. So if you are like thinking of ways to keep your brain active, or if you just love puzzles like that, or you want to expand your vocabulary, New York Times Games. Can I add my next one? Because it's kind of in the same vein.
Yeah, but you need to hurry up, because we've got to wrap up in about 4.5 minutes.
I have like 6 more things.
Sorry, you can't share them all.
Here's the next one. In the state of Ohio, we have new legislation around dyslexia and teaching kids how to read. So I've been going to some classes to help our school district. At one of these classes, this incredible book was shared that's really for like third graders and above. And it is Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day. This is going to sound really silly. It's a fun book. It's easy to read. I got it for my fourth grader, and I love this book. So what they'll do is they'll pick out these really big words that are unfamiliar. And usually what it looks like is they'll pick out 7 words for a week. So it's in like a theme. And then on the last day, they write like a paragraph about it or like a story. So if it's sciencey words, they'll pick 7 science words. And then at the end of the day, you're supposed to read this little story with the words in context. And now you know the words. And I think what it reminded me of is expanding our vocabulary is such an easy way to also work on our brains.
Yes. And it's so good for our kids.
It is. It's so good. All right. Next.
Well, you know, I think, I think our kids reading, you know, also,
yes,
also does that.
Totally.
Okay. Okay. Now listen.
I'm listening.
Almost every time I go to Hilton Head, I sit in the breakfast room of my very close girlfriend Darla's house.
Yes.
And she has an NLT illustrated study Bible, hardcover. And every time I go there, I say to myself, I want this Bible. I want a Bible like this because I love it, because it gives you the history and the time period that
I'm looking at it up in Amazon right now.
I love it. And every time I go, I get into that Bible and I'm like, I reread a story and I'm like, oh, and I forgot about that. And oh, and this is where that was located. And oh, that's how many miles they had to walk. You know, oh, that was happening when the walls of Jericho fell. Because they give you, in the illustrated study Bible, they give you more in-depth description. So I was sitting there this time and I was like, why do I keep doing this to myself? Like, yeah. I'm acting like I can't order myself this Bible. And so I looked it up on the Amazon.
Yeah.
It is $37.59 for the hardback with, if you have Prime, the shipping is free. And I got that Bible. And let me tell you, I love it.
That's awesome.
I'm excited to read it, which is also good because sometimes you can feel not necessarily motivated to get into the scriptures. And I am so excited about this purchase. I absolutely love this Bible.
That is
so
awesome.
There we go. Stuff we love, a Bible.
Okay. Do you want to do another one?
Yep. It's the NLT Illustrated Study Bible.
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Okay. So I have this habit and I don't know why, but I don't buy socks. And then the socks I have are ridiculous. Like I have a pair of Christmas socks that were a gift. Like I can't be wearing Christmas socks in April.
Yeah.
Like, or I have a pair of socks from a long time ago that have a hole in the heel. Like, why am I not buying decent socks? I don't understand this about myself. And so I was at Be Fearless, which that's where we're having our live event.
Yeah.
I was at Be Fearless recently. And they have Bombas. They have the brand called Bombas.
My wife is obsessed with Bomba socks.
Ding, 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 ding. Bombas, if you are listening.
Right?
So
I cannot wait to get back in the same room with you and ring our bells and say our things. I'm just saying.
So I bought 3 pair of Bomba socks. And do you know how when you wash something and you put it in the drawer and you're excited about the next time you get to open the drawer and that thing's in there? That's how I feel about the Bombas. And
that's a good feeling.
I don't know if my phone was listening to me or my phone knew, but just that fast, I got an email from Bombas collaboration people that said, hey, would you like to fill out this form and become part of the Bombas collaborating team? And I was like, well, yes, I would. So I filled out all the information. Now, I have not heard back yet, but I thought it was a wonderful nod. And I'm so happy to be saying that this is not a paid advertisement or paid collaboration.
That's right.
I just love those socks. And I have 3 pair and I'm excited when they're in my drawer.
I think they also have a mission side to them too.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
If you buy a pair, I think you might have to buy 2 pair to give 1 pair away. It's kind of it's the Tom shoe model.
Yeah.
Like you buy and then they give, which I love that. Okay, yeah. Matt, you go and then you give one and then I give one, then we're done.
Okay, I have one. I have way more, but I'm going to save them. But listen, let me tell you, my wife and I, about 2 years ago, we made a New Year's resolution, which we don't really do, but we're not going to even call it a resolution. We just decided to work on our faces. Listen, I'm kind of resigned to the fact that everything below the neck is just gone. We're going to keep the face. We're going to keep working on the face. We can save the face. So we started taking our face routine seriously. And, you know, I think we talked about this because we do Jamie B. Golden's face routine.
But shout out, Jamie.
I know, we love her. We love the podcast. But here's what I like to use, and I just thought of this because I've just picked it up today at Target, is the brand CeraVe. I really like their stuff because it's a good price point and it has all the ingredients that I really want. So their CeraVe, they have an eye cream that I use, and I just use it around my eyelids and the under eyes. Okay. And then I also like their moisturizer, and I only use the PM one. I like the PM one. It's a little thicker. I have dry skin. It's good. If you're looking for face stuff, CeraVe is a great brand.
That's awesome. Okay. My last thing. Summer's coming.
Yes, it is.
And I have a favorite flip-flop that I like that's a little bit of an upgrade from, like, say, the Old Navy flip-flop. They're not super expensive. They're called Yellow Box. They're very popular in the South. I don't really know of where they're sold even around here in the Midwest, but it's called Yellow Box. You can get them on Amazon, and they have adorable styles. The sole is kind of a foamy sole. So it's not like an orthopedic anything, but it's just a cute flip-flop. You can get them a little glitzy. You can get them like with kind of a fabric, like a frayed fabric. They're very, very cute. They're called Yellow Box. Love them. Okay, Matt, now we need to talk about food. We need to talk about food. And we need to wrap this up because we have kept our podcast about 30 minutes. And these last couple have gone too long. And somebody just posted on Instagram today and shared our podcast. And one of the favorite things she shared about it is that our podcasts are not
too long. It's not too long. I know.
So I just want to say, Walnut Creek Foods, Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. I was just there recently and I absolutely am in love. I'm in love with their deli. Their fresh meats and their fresh delis are incredible. They're off the bone hams. There's two different kinds that we always buy there. One of them is the double smoked off the bone ham. And then the other one is like the honey, the maple honey off the bone ham, and both of them are delicious. I like to get that super, super thin, almost chipped, makes a great sandwich with a little bit of baby Swiss cheese that you can also buy there.
Yes. Let me tell you about my favorite lunch meat, sweet Lebanon bologna.
You do love that. We're going to have that at the live event.
Listen, at the live event, Skyline Eric and his wife, Emily, were at the live event. They tried the sweet Lebanon bologna, and literally the next week, they went to Walnut Creek Cheese to buy some for their house because he had never had anything like it before. And we couldn't find it. Honestly, I can't find it anywhere in our area except for there.
It's absolutely delicious. Sweet Lebanon. It's not just so Lebanon. Good. It can't be just Lebanon bologna. It has to be sweet Lebanon bologna. Shout out to Walnut Creek Cheese and Market and Walnut Creek Foods. We love you and we thank you for your relationship with us.
Yes. Hey, well, thank you for joining us in this episode about stuff we love. You know, we love to share things that we love with our friends here in our podcast. And so we do this a couple times a year, and we're thankful that you joined us for this spring edition of Stuff We Love. Hey, you know, whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.